I urge the next administration to carry forward two issues that have been central to my presidency and which shape the future, in my view. On artificial intelligence, we are in the lead, and we must stay in the lead. We must not offshore artificial intelligence, as we once did with computer chips and other critical technologies. AI has the power to reshape economies, governments, national security, entire societies. And it must be the United States and our closest allies that lead the way to ensure people's rights are respected, their safety is protected, and their data is secure. And likewise, clean energy transition will race ahead in the years to come. I know some incoming administration, some in the incoming administration, are skeptical about the need for clean energy. They don't even believe climate change is real. I think they come from a different century. They're wrong. They are dead wrong. It's the single greatest existential threat to humanity. The clean energy transition is already happening. China is trying to dominate the clean energy, manufacturing, critical materials, supply chains. They want to capture the market of the future and create new dependencies. The United States must win that contest. And we will shape the global economy and the planet for decades to come. Let me close with this. Like many of you, I've dedicated a significant portion of my career to our nation's foreign policy. As chair of the Foreign Relations Committee as a senator, vice president for 8 years, and now president of the United States, I put together one of the most competent foreign policy teams, I would argue, in American history, sitting in this room and before my eyes. Throughout my career, the world has undergone tremendous change. But certain things have always held true. At our best, America leads not only by the example of our power, but the power of our example. In the past 4 years, we've used that power, not to go it alone, but instead to bring countries together, to increase shared security and prosperity, to stand up to aggression, and to solve problems through diplomacy wherever possible, and to relentlessly defend democracy, civil rights, and human rights. Because that's who we are. That's who we are. You've heard me say it many times before. We're the only country on earth founded on idea. Every other country is founded on geography, religion, ethnicity, or some other unifying factor. But America was built on an idea, literally, not figuratively. That idea was all women and men are created equal. The idea that has inspired the world for 250 years and counting. We're always reaching to do better. Always looking to the future. Not our best. Always seeking progress for our people and for people everywhere. It's been the honor of my life to serve as your president. Today, I'm optimistic about our future, as optimistic as I've ever been. Just have to remember who in the hell we are. You've heard me say it many times. We're the United States of America, for God's sake. There is nothing, nothing, nothing beyond our capacity. If we do it together and commit to it. Nothing. Thank you all for all you've done. I hope many of you are going to be staying in the next administration to keep this moving. May God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you.